And good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klal Samad Zayin. We're learning Simon Zayin. So here the Chayodim talks about the law of Kima. And we know the person has a chiyuv to stand up for a Rebbe, for a Zaken, for a Talmud Chacham. The seal says a chiyuv Kima for his parents. So Chayav Lamed Yibnei Aviv Bimloi Kemosu. So he's a chiyuv to stand up. And the chiyuv to stand up is not just a slight rise, but a full Amida. As one would stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Nearly the dinner could Rabbi Muvik, Simon Reshman base. Now there are different types of halachas when the halachas of Kima apply. A person has a Rabbi Muvik. The majority of his Torah is learned from that individual. It's called Rabbi Muvik, which is not such a common thing. But Chazal discussed there's a whole set of different set of halachas. It's much more chomer when dealing with Rabbi Muvik than when dealing with just a regular Rebbe or Talmud Chacham. Gadol Hador has the equivalent status of Rabbi Muvik. So he says, what practical halachas does Rabbi Muvik have? The Hanu Mishiyure Meirachik Loi Einov Achi Yiskasim Imenu Achi Yeshu. So, normal Talmud Chacham, the halach of Kima is Dalai Lamas. When he's within your Dalai Lamas, he's walking by and you're seated, and he comes close to you, he's within Dalai Lamas, you have a chiyuv to stand up until he arrives in his seat or he passes out of your Dalai Lamas. But by a Rebbe, Rabbi Muvik, the chiyuv of Kima is, as soon as you see him, he can be quite a distance away, as soon as you see him, until he arrives in his place, or until he passes out of your sight. So if he's, and this is assuming that you're in the same rishus. If you're in a different rishus, he's outside in the street and you're inside the house, you do not have a chiyuv kima. But you're a large base medrash, and the person's Rabbi Muvik would walk in, or the Gadol Hador would walk in, he has a chiyuv kima. As soon as he sees him, even though he could be many, many feet away from him, until he then goes to his seat, or he passes out of your sight, or he at least arrives in his place, even if he's not seated, if that's where he wants to be, and he wants to stand at his seat. Person davens in the base medrash of the Gadol Hador, and the Gadol Hador stands up for part of tefillah. The people in the tzibur do not have to stand up because that's where he's in his place. Once he's in his place, they can be seated. So the chiyuv for Rabbi Muvik is Meloi Enoch. So the Chayyarim says that the same halacha applies, the chiyuv kima, for an av and a name. It applies from the point that you see them until that they arrive in their place, or they leave your sight. It's interesting that the Chayyarim says that it depends on sight. Some of the Nosekelim and the Shulchan Aruch raised the question that maybe the Chiyuv of Kima should start even before one sees them. Because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, when he would hear his mother's footsteps, he would stand up. He recognized her gait, and he's able to recognize her footsteps. And when he heard her footsteps, he would stand up. So he stood up for without even seeing her. There's a halacha in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Some people have a minhag that they put bells on the keser for the Sefer Torah. And part of the purpose of that is that people who could hear the bells know that the Sefer Torah is being transported, and they will stand up for the Sefer Torah. The chiyuv of Amida for Sefer Torah is similar to the chiyuv of Amida for Rabbi Muvik. It's not a loch of Dalai Lamas. If you can see the Sefer Torah, even though you're quite a distance away, and the Sefer Torah is being transported, you have a chiyuv of Kima until the Sefer Torah arrives in its place, or in Kurdish, or the Bima. But we have the bells that even the person who cannot see, but if he can hear the Sefer Torah being transported, he would also stand up. So we see the Chiyuv Kima is not only dependent on sight, but if any one of the senses would sense that the Sefer Torah is being transported, or the parent is walking, there's a chiyuv of kima. The chayim does not mention that. The chayim just mentions halachas of re'iya, but indicate that he disagrees with that. That this is halachas specifically in re'iya. Now the chiyuv kima. The chayim continues and discusses how often does one have to do this. And we'll talk about that more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.